representing 10 Caribbean countries. Highlights include discussions with filmmakers and Caribbean refreshments. For more information on the DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 7th to 12th, visit afi.com/silver. That's afi.com/silver or call 301-495-6700. 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Good morning again, and welcome to Wake Up and Stay Woke. It's time to wake up and stay woke. I've been away for a couple of weeks, but I'm back now. Just want you to know that this is fundraising time here at WPFWFM. Want you to go right now before we get started, or as we get started, and click on WPFWFM.org, then click on that donate button and give whatever you can today. You know, WPFW is the station that brings you all kinds of news, things across the world that are going on. And we just go every day while our programmers are on doing one thing and bringing you wonderful programs all the time. Thank you so much for being with us today. We've got a couple of exciting guests. We're going to get started, however, with Brother Philip Walker, who's coming to us all the way from a town that you may not have ever heard of, but I have. In fact, I've been there, Rancho Cucamonga. Philip Walker, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Ife Williams. Can you hear me?
I do, and I see you with all that wonderful material there all around you. Thank you. I'm so glad you're on. I can see you, know what you look like. So let's get started. We don't have a whole lot of time. We had hoped to have more, but we have so many things going on. We'll have to have you come back and explain other things to us. But let's talk about your work that you do as a Hollywood talent. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I am a full-time Hollywood talent. I came to Southern California after raising my son in San Francisco about a little less than a decade ago. And since then, have shot more than 1,000 different productions. Wow. It blew up when I hit town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a producer, too, but I haven't done 1,000 productions. We'll be talking about me later.
Sure,
let's
you're
talk
right.
about you now. Give us, say, what you consider your top productions.
Well, my most popular stuff is probably music videos. I've done 101 music videos with the likes of Justin Timberlake and just like a who's who of list of music videos. So that's probably Justin Timberlake's "Can't Stop the Feeling." If you remember, that was the song that was nominated for Academy Award and lost to La La Land. Like everybody lost to La La Land. That's probably the most popular production that I've done to date.
Now, so that we don't forget before you have to go, do you have anything that's coming up soon that our listeners should know about?
We are producing a new show called Hapless Revenge. It is a short film whose purpose it is to ignite discussions on the importance of celebrating Juneteenth and the reason why African Americans need to be gaining reparations for the centuries and centuries of work that we did that we didn't get paid. So Hapless Revenge is being read. The screenplay is being read on tomorrow at our 100 Films retreat. It opens the retreat. And then we'll shoot it on Juneteenth weekend, and it will have its world premiere in California's state capitol on Juneteenth Eve.
Well, I'll be celebrating Juneteenth, but I'm going to be in Toronto, in Canada, speaking for a big event there where the people in Canada will be celebrating Juneteenth with us.
Excellent, excellent. We're working it all around the world.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Okay, now, what's the name of your company?
The name of the production company is Walker Entertainer Academy. We are WalkerEntertainerAcademy.com. I can be easily reached at WalkerEntertainerAcademy@gmail.com. And that's the production company. That's the group through which we produce our films and market our films and basically do practically everything out of that. Walker now, Entertainer Academy.
Yeah, yeah. I know you work with, or she works with you, one of my good friends out there in Southern California. She keeps me up on what's going on. And when she mentions Rancho Cucamonga, and I mentioned it to someone, they go like, where is that? You know,
right.
Well, I've been there. I know where it is. So tell us a little bit about Miss Johnny Green and how she fits into your company.
Johnny Mae Green, I met, just a little bit more than a year ago. She found me on the internet. It's amazing what you can find on the internet. She found me on the internet and invited me to be interviewed on her talk show. Mm-hmm. And we struck up the greatest relationship. She has been the social media coordinator for my work for more than a year. And Johnny Mae Green got some energy, boy.
Oh, yes.
She can get stuff done. Yeah, so we're so happy to be working with her.
You know, and she travels all over. She and I have birthdays in December. You know, when you have a birthday in December, you kind of have to keep reminding people that it's your birthday because
that's right.
With Jesus in December, you know.
My sister was born on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and so she would spend like the whole month, you know, fighting with us like, y'all, my birthday's coming. We're like, yeah. Christmas, hope.
You have to do that because no one remembers your birthday. So Johnny comes out to D.C. and we celebrate together. And one of the things she did the last time she was here is she gave me a big poinsettia, you know, which is the December, the birthday,
right.
A plant. And the reason she did it was that she remembered Cicely Tyson, who is my good friend, gave me a poinsettia every year. And that was the year that Cicely died. So Miss Johnny Mae decided she was going to remember me with a poinsettia. I still have it that she gave me. You know, poinsettia will last a long time.
I guess so.
Plant them and they come back the next year, too. So we did that with the one she gave me. But she is a wonderful person.
Excellent.
We love her. And hope she'll get back for my birthday this year.
But yeah, I hope so.
Tell us a little bit more about the 100 Films Retreat. Are you doing that? Are people invited? Is it open? Where is it?
It starts, our fifth quarter starts on tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 100 Films Retreat selects 100 short films every quarter of every year forever right here in Rancho Cucamonga. As mm-hmm. I said, we are in our fifth quarter. Mm-hmm. The program has been wildly successful. This quarter, I'm really excited. We have selected 100 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fully international gathering. We come together in a retreat facility. It's a retreat, not a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And its purpose is to bring filmmakers and video content creators from all around the world to bring them together and to talk about the world of short films and encourage each other and support each other. We watch each other's films and then we discuss those films. It is a gathering that is meant to grow short filmmakers, 100 Films Retreat.
Well,
and of course, 100filmsretreat.com is where one can get more information about it, 100filmsretreat.com. And yes, we are always eager for novice and professionals to submit their films or their videos for us to submit. That's how we get 100 every quarter. So we encourage your listeners to send us your films. It's too late for this particular session, but we're going to be opening up the August session for submissions at the very end of this month, the last day of this month. And they can submit their film or video at filmfreeway.com. Many filmmakers are aware of Film Freeway. Filmfreeway.com/filmsretreat. filmfreeway.com/filmsretreat is where I hope your viewers will send their films in, and we will show them right here in Rancho Cucamonga.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I know we'll run out of time, so I promise I'll have you back on to talk some more about what you're doing, in particular this submission there. I'm blessed to be a member of the board of directors of the World Conference of Mayors that was founded by Tuskegee, 32 years serving as mayor, Johnny Ford. I don't know if you've heard his name.
Yeah, but, I've met Johnny Ford and been in his office.
I will tell you, we'll be having a big meeting in Atlanta in August. But before that, I want you to remind our listeners here at WPFW-FM how they can participate, what they can do. So one day later on in the summer, I'll invite you to be my guest on the board meeting at the World Conference of Mayors so we can tell more people about it. And we do have people from around the world on the call, from the Gambia, we have Haiti and places like that. We have Trinidad. We have all of the things down below here in the United States. But just loads, Senegal. We have just loads of people on from the continent, and I'm sure they'll want to know about it too. They're eligible, right, to participate?
Absolutely. They are not only eligible, they are encouraged.
Wonderful.
All around the world.
Then I'll be sure to invite you to be my guest so that they can meet you and you can tell them briefly what it's about and how to get involved. Yeah. Now, during the 100 Films Retreat in the Memorial Holiday weekend, you're going to present for the second time something. What is that? Tell us about it.
We're presenting, I made some reference to it before, Hapless Revenge. This is a film that we are creating. We'll be reading it to open 100 Films Retreat on tomorrow. And then we will shoot it on Juneteenth weekend. Then we will carry it to Sacramento, where we will use it to encourage discussion among dignitaries, the state leaders, and so on and so forth. Discussion on the state of California formally celebrating Juneteenth. You know, there are 23 states in the United States that fully celebrate Juneteenth. It's a full holiday, no kind of exceptions or anything like that. There are 23 states. Alaska just came on 2 days ago. And California is not one of those states. We've got some kind of weird quasi thing where if you ask the massa, then you can take the day off or some kind of crazy thing. I don't even understand it. So this film, Hapless Revenge, its purpose is to ignite discussion on these subjects. And we're going to take it to Sacramento and see if we can ignite some discussion among our representatives to vote for our state to have a full Juneteenth holiday in
24, I believe. Those numbers are getting high.
I know. So we're hoping that we can convince our state legislature to make it a full holiday for 2025. And Hapless Revenge is going to go all around the world. We're going to make it available to people all around the world to help them celebrate it, also to help them show people the importance of reparations. So we're really, really excited about it. It's already won 22 awards, and it is just going to be an absolute monster while doing very good political work.
Well, for those who may be just tuning in, we're talking with my brother, Philip Walker. I love to say from Rancho Cucamonga.
Everybody likes to say Rancho Cucamonga.
Cucamonga, yes. Okay. Now, someone may have just tuned in. So tell them again a little bit about how they can get, you know, into the work you're doing right now, what's available to them, what they can see, how they can get more about you and the work you're doing.
Absolutely. One of our most exciting programs. We do a lot of programs about short films. Mm-hmm. We are attempting to establish in the world's consciousness that short films come from Rancho Cucamonga. So
all
we
right.
produce short films and we market short films and we bring short films from all around the world. We're short film masters. The program that has been the most popular in this last year is our new program called 100 Films Retreat, where we select 100 short films every quarter of every year forever. And we're hoping that any of those that have just signed on to your program this morning, we hope that they will submit their short films or videos. We'll even do TikTok videos. We want any kind of video production that has been made. We hope that they will submit theirs so that we can present them among the 100 that we do that particular quarter. They can submit to filmfreeway.com. filmfreeway.com/filmsretreat. filmfreeway.com/filmsretreat. It's too late to submit for this quarter. We're starting this quarter on tomorrow. But at the end of the month, we're going to be opening up the platform so that people can submit from all around the world. We hope to get a lot of your viewers submitting at filmfreeway.com/filmsretreat.
We have some very smart people who are interested in all kinds of things among our listeners here on WPFW. So I know they're going to be contacting you. Just before you go, please let them know how they can be in touch with you again.
I am Philip E. Walker and am easily reached at 100filmsretreat.com. Or I do email. I don't do phones. I don't do texts. I love email. And my email is my company's name. That's Walker Entertainer Academy. Not entertainment. Walker Entertainer Academy at gmail.com.
And my last question to my guest always is, did you know Dick Gregory? You remember anything about him?
I, of course, met Dick Gregory. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, so I literally grew up with Dick Gregory. It's wonderful that you asked that question. I want to play him in the movie. I want to play Dick Gregory in the movie. I hope your Hollywood listeners.
I want to be there, too, because I'm one who can tell people, no, he wouldn't have said it like that, or yes, he did it perfectly. Yeah. I go to the theater when everyone is showing about him, and they take it very kindly because I knew him well. And finally, did you know Congressman Mervyn Dimerly?
I did not, no.
You did not know him. Okay. Well, this program is in honor of Dick Gregory, in remembrance of him. And of course, I'm writing a book about Congressman Mervyn Dimerly, who was a representative from the state of California, then a senator, then a lieutenant governor, and then a member of Congress. So he's one of those you need to know.
I need to do some research.
D-Y-M-A-L-L-Y. Okay, we're going to have to go now. We've got to talk a little bit about how we pay for things here at WPFW. I want to thank you for coming on with us, Brother Walker, and we'll certainly invite you again.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Yes, this is our fundraising time. This is when we raise funds to carry on the programs that you, our listeners, love. We love having you participate in it. We depend upon you to participate in our fundraising program. And let me just tell you how easily you can do it. Just go to WPFW.org and click on that donate button. And we hope that you will want to participate in the fundraising program this time. We have so many programmers here. We all volunteer our time to do this, to bring you wonderful information, wonderful music. We do justice things, no matter how controversial some may think it would be. If our people need to know it, we want them to know about it, and we're not afraid to bring them controversial times. This morning, we'll pray for our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, particularly in Gaza. And of course, those in Israel, because we want peace in the world. We love our people. We like justice. And that's what we do here now. And you can go to WPFWFM.org, make your contribution. Even if you're at work, you can quietly do that on your computer. And of course, you can go, for those of you who use Cash App, just go to $WPFW. We appreciate anything you can give this morning. I believe they've told me I have to raise $500 today or something like that. Whatever it is, we hope that you'll want to donate to the station that loves you and brings information to you. I'm going to switch gears right now and go to my little brother. Sometimes I call him my son, but I'm going to call him my little brother today. That's my wonderful friend that I love having on because he's always got interesting things on, wonderful things to do. And in a lot of ways, he's like Dick Gregory. He's not afraid of anything. And of course, Dick Gregory taught me not to be afraid of anything. He said, fear and God do not occupy the same space. Good morning, Malik. How are you? We have Malik Shabazz on with us this morning.
Good morning, our Honorable Queen Mother, Dr. Ife Williams. It's my honor to be on with you, and I thank you for your support over the years.
Okay, and we've got so much to talk about that we're going to do the short versions of some of it, and of course, you're always welcome to come back on Wake Up and Stay Woke. Where do we get started this morning? Want to talk about that big case you did down in Mississippi? Is that okay? Tell us the status of that.
Yes. Yes, I'll be talking about three things today. Police brutality, and of course, the historic police brutality case that we are currently involved in Rankin County, Mississippi, with the Goon Squad. And I'll be talking about reparations convention we concluded, and there's a crisis in Black Washington, D.C. that I'll mention briefly that we're taking action on that dealing with this crisis. So in Rankin County, Mississippi, dear sisters and brothers, I am a national civil rights attorney, a national personal injury attorney. But in civil rights and police brutality, I'm the lead counsel for Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker. And many of you saw and can read online about the Rankin County Goon Squad. The Goon Squad are six racist and deadly deputy sheriffs in Rankin County, Mississippi, that have been terrorizing Black citizens and all citizens for many, many years. And in January of 2023, on that fateful night, they broke into Eddie and Michael's house and they tortured our young brothers for 2 hours. And they tortured them in all kind of ways that have been documented in their plea agreements with the federal government. And I mean, they beat them, they tortured them, they sexually assaulted them, they waterboarded them, they violated every criminal constitutional code that could be found, and many state laws also. As their attorney, we fought a long battle to get people to believe in us because there was no video. But ultimately, over the course of fighting and advocating and working under that, working with that great civil rights department leader in the Justice Department, I'm talking about Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, a great Black woman.
Yes.
Who's committed to civil rights, the Goon for their crimes and their pleas. And in court a couple months ago, federal court, 132 years in federal prison sentences were given out for these officers. 40 years for Christian Dedman, 27 years for Brett McAlpin, 20 years for the shooter Hunter Elward, 17 and a half and 17 and a half and 10 years for the other three.
Now, these is he the one you just mentioned? Is he the one who shot the brother in the mouth, or?
Hunter Elward shot Michael Jenkins in the mouth. At the end of that torture session I spoke of, the most tragic part of it was that a sheriff's deputy in Mississippi put that gun in Michael Jenkins' mouth and shot him in the mouth and almost killed Michael Jenkins. Then they left him on the floor and the ground to die like a dog and tried to plant a gun and drugs on him. And by God's grace, it all backfired, and the chickens came home. The chickens came home to roost. And so, long prison sentences. These prison sentences given out by Mississippi Judge Thomas Lee are the longest prison sentences ever given out to a group of police officers in United States history. It's coming out of Mississippi now. It's the only time. This is the only time that a white police officer has ever done a day in jail for harming a Black person ever. And so now you're talking about 132 years total. So what we're talking about is history in the making. I'm honored to be the attorney on point on behalf of the case, because, you know, I'm taught at Howard University. I'm taught at Howard University to dedicate my career and my degree to my people.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm here. And that's what I'm here doing. That's what Dick Gregory taught me also, my baba. And so the struggle continues. The struggle continues in Rankin County against systemic racism right now. It was those officers, but they were not acting alone. A blind eye had been turned towards their activity and towards department-wide rogue and criminal and racist activity. And so we're currently fighting in Rankin to clean it all up and clean it all out and to bring our lawsuits to a resolution. And so my mom is from Mississippi. She worked with Mega Evers and the NAACP. So did my aunt. And therefore, I'm working in D.C. and Mississippi, and as a product of this area, from the home team.
Let me just tell you something.
I'm representing us.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm so proud of you. I've only had an opportunity to be right there with you in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I remember, you know, what you did there, how you did it. And of course, we were surrounded by so many guns, but of course, you were there. You made a lot of sense to even the police chief. I don't know if I ever told you that. Afterwards, the police chief and I had a conversation, and I'll tell you privately what happened then at some point. But I'm so proud of you. I too am from Howard University. I'm not probably as bold as you are in the things that you do, but I went to Howard Law School also, and I know it's my duty to do some of the things I'm doing, which we're going to talk about briefly, and that is the case of Marilyn Mosby. I want to comment on that because I am very involved in that. And yes, I've started getting the mean calls and the strange, you know, the things that are being said and what have you. But you expect this when you are doing something for our people. So let's go to another subject, though. But I want to thank you for the Mississippi case. And if you don't write that book, I'm going to write it for you. OK, so you got to do a book. You got to inspire our people and let them know about the work that you're doing. I talk about you all the time to people because they don't always know the wonderful, dangerous work that you do. And I just think all of us need to thank you for what you do for our people. Okay,
blessings.
Which subject are we going to take now? The reparations committee?
I think we'll come to reparations here. We're coming off of the National Reparations Convention, which was just here in Washington, D.C. over the last few days. And we were very, very successful. Dozens of reparations leaders came from around the country. And we were at Lincoln Temple United Church. And we were also on the ground and at the National Press Club, and we were on the ground for several demonstrations against banks who were involved in slavery. So as an overview of the convention, I would say that for those that we want you all to know that the reparations movement is alive. The movement to establish compensation for our 500-year Holocaust and for chattel slavery and for all of this racist actions that have taken place against our people since. Well, this movement is alive and well. We had the great announcer and leader from attorney from this station, Nkechi Taifa. She was with us. Dr. Tony Browder was awesome at the convention. Professor James Small. I spoke on Saturday and to deliver my keynote address. The Honorable Silas Muhammad, the leader of the Afro-Descendant Nation, who is a sponsor, we're the sponsors. The Honorable Silas Muhammad, a lifetime pioneer for Elijah Muhammad and human rights and reparations, he addressed the convention. The Emmett Till family, you spoke about Bowling Green, Kentucky. We were there fighting for against Carolyn Bryant to be prosecuted in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Well, Priscilla Till was here. You know, she's running for the U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Well, she flew in to address the convention because she's part of our National Reparations Coalition. And so Black Lives Matter from New York, Hawk Newsom, others, mm-hmm. on Monday.
Because we're going to go to break in a minute. Was this recorded? Do you have any pieces of it that later you'll be able to come on and
absolutely.
Help us?
Absolutely. What I'm going to do in a few days, I'm going to give you the exclusive footage, and then you tell me how you want to work with it.
Okay.
Because Monday, Cornel West, presidential candidate West, I hope we'll talk about him. He mm-hmm. delivered a brilliant okay. speech
okay.
In support of reparations at the National Press Club. So we'll talk about it when you come back.
Okay.
And I got $100. Before you go to the break, Black Lawyers for Justice has $200 for WPFW during this fundraising drive. We're going to put $200 in on the break to WPFW at Cash App.
And Wake Cash Up and App. Stay Woke, right? Okay, tell them it's for Wake Up.
Wake Up and Stay Woke. Dr. Mm-hmm. Ife Williams, the one that's keeping us up and keeping us awoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting $200 in because she's got me fired up. I asked you all to do the same this morning.
Okay, thank you, my brother. We'll be right back. And thank you, Brother
yes,
Walker,
ma'am.
For staying with us. I know you didn't know you were going to hear all this power after yours, right? We're going to take a break, but don't forget that it is our fundraising time here at WPFW. And as Malik has said, he is having presented the funds to us so that we can stay alive, stay awake, and do the things that you need to hear and that you need to bring to us. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Celebrate Caribbean American Heritage Month in June at the 22nd DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 7th to the 12th, presented by CAWI, CPN, ICS, AFI, and Africa World Now Project at AFI Silver Theater and Cultural Center in downtown Silver Spring. The festival showcases the best in Caribbean cinema with 15 films representing 10 Caribbean countries. Highlights include discussions with filmmakers and Caribbean refreshments. For more information on the DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 7th to the 12th, visit afi.com/silver. That's afi.com/silver or call 301-495-6700. 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world one broadcast at a time.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Stay Woke. We have had two special guests on here today. We're having a lot of information given out to you that we need to know. I was away for the last couple of weeks, and so I'm just getting caught up on all that's going on. I'm told that you can also call 202-588-9739. In order to make your donation for Wake Up and Stay Woke. We programmers, as I say, do this work for free because we love what is going on, to talk about it, to give you information that you need to know. Again, you may call to donate 202-588-9739. And of course, you can go to wpfwfm.org and push that donate button. We thank you so much. And thank you, my brother Malik, for what you're helping us with today. As I said, I was not here last week, so I'm making up for that, hopefully, today with what you're doing. Let's see. Now, we've talked a little bit, and we have to talk about all these subjects constantly. You know, I serve on Ron Daniels Reparations Commission, so it's certainly a subject that I'm interested in. So keep me informed of what you're doing, too. And I'm eager to hear about what went on at the reparations conference that you had. One other thing we didn't have on the list, but Malcolm's birthday was Sunday, and you remind me so much of Malcolm, and I love Malcolm. One of the things he said years ago was that there is no one who is more, disrespected, let's put it like that, than the Black woman. And I have held on to that, and I've tried to be one who tried to make myself a respectable person by working on with our people. Tell us just one little line or two that you know about Malcolm and that you would have to say, even though his birthday was 2 days ago.
Minister Malcolm X, Elhaj Malik Shabazz, one of the greatest freedom fighters and liberators that has ever come amongst our people or any peoples. He's the man I take my name from. And we were honored to have our reparations convention on his birthday weekend. He teaches us many things, but he teaches us to fight by any means necessary. And so in our fight, I'm happy to, I would say, carry forth part of his struggle. He wanted to be a lawyer. They told him that he couldn't be a lawyer early on. So I've been blessed to continue on into the legal field and to be able to fight into the courtroom and fight fights around the country in his spirit and in his name. And so I just want to say that my struggle personally, I came in contact with Malcolm X doctrine and teaching at Howard University. And he's had a heavy, heavy influence on my life. The great student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and that great Pan-African freedom fighter. I love him very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got a couple more subjects that we've got to go to. So let's see, what do we do next? We're going to talk about that crisis in Black Washington, D.C.
Yes. One sign coming out of one part of the convention, we had the convention, but there were some demonstrations that showed that were important for Washington, D.C. Dr. Cornel West, who keynoted our last event on Monday at the National Press Club, he joined us at Wells Fargo Bank on North Capitol and East Street yesterday. And then we were also at Capital One Bank on 14th Street Friday and Saturday for several demonstrations. And Washington, D.C. activists turned out strong because banks are involved in slavery. Ones we were at, Wells Fargo and Capital One, are connected to the slave trade. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what happened, what I was encouraged was for, it was this, that Washington, D.C. and there is strong activists and leaders here because we are in a crisis. Mm-hmm. As those who are listening under the sound of my voice, you know very well that in Washington, D.C. and in the D.C. area, that Black folks are in a crisis. Mm-hmm. There's been a severe housing crisis in Washington. Our population has gone from 75%, and we used to be called Chocolate City. It's down to less than about 40% more, and Black people are on the defensive. Development is out of hand, and other things are out of hand. Crime is out of hand. Black youth are out of hand. Gentrification is out of hand. And so one of the reasons why I'm on this broadcast is to let brothers and sisters know that Attorney Shabazz, although I'm around the country, that I have returned home to help deal with this crisis in this area. And I'm calling on all leaders who are concerned about this crisis, the crisis of our people being pushed out in this city, their rights being crushed, our power being destroyed here. Those that are concerned about the intense crime rate, Black youth running wild without Black men and Black role models to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Police brutality in not only D.C. and Prince George's County as well. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a crisis here. And I just want to say to the long-term leaders, yourself, myself, and others, that Attorney Malik Shabazz wants to hear from you. There's going to be many meetings and actions coming up where we're going to be politically, legally, socially stepping forth to strongly deal with the crisis and the conspiracy to destroy Black Washington, D.C., and the crisis in the area. And I, as a Black man and as a father and as a lawyer, you're going to have my direct help here at home more often. And that's where the end, man. I consider part of that crisis the attack on Marilyn Mosby also. It's not just D.C., but it's Maryland also. And I consider part of that attack the attack on Sister Queen and Attorney Marilyn Mosby. And just as a footnote, I was heavily involved in the actions around the Freddie Gray killing and the Freddie Gray rebellion. And I can tell you that in that rebellion or so-called riot, her actions of charging the officers who were involved in the Freddie Gray killing, they had a great impact on police brutality at that time. And I'm sure that's part of why she's being attacked in this hour.
Yes. And, you know, I'm working closely with her, too, and I'm collecting petitions on the website where all of the information is. I hope our listeners will go there and look at that petition go to Justice for Marilyn Mosby. It's MOSBY.com. Justice for Marilyn Mosby.com. I've got to get at least 3,000 more names today. So please go to that and read the information. See what Malik is talking about that happened to her. But you know what? Let's go back to what Malcolm said about Black women being disrespected. There are Black women all around the country who were taught by Marilyn. They used her methods to get people, get police, and they weren't afraid to convict police officers when they did wrong. And we're not saying that we hate police officers. My brother was a sheriff down in Louisiana, nephew on, you know, Texas State Troopers, that kind of thing. We love them, but we want them to do the right thing. They're there to protect and to serve. We want them to live up to their name. And they have not done that with Marilyn Mosby, a brilliant young woman who did what 35,000 people in this country did during COVID. She took money from her own retirement account, and they figured out a way to make her that one example out of those 35,000 people they claim, you know, and charged her with perjury. And, you know, Malik, we are going back to court tomorrow out there in Prince George's County at 9 o'clock. We're there for Marilyn. It's not enough to just say, oh, that's too bad, or I feel sorry for her, or whatever. She was doing the right thing. And we're asking the President of the United States to pardon her, if that's the easiest thing we can do. So please, if you know legislators, we ask you to do the same thing, to contact the President. President Biden owes it to us to forgive whatever they think Marilyn may have done wrong. Again, that website, and I hope every listener out there, you're listening to WPFW FM for a specific reason. You want information. You want to get information you need to know about, and not just know, but to do something about. You can go tomorrow to the Prince George's. What's that place out there called?
What time is it?
It's at 9 o'clock. You see, they played a little confusion with us. Until yesterday, it was 10:30 a.m. Last night, they told it was 9 a.m. So we'll be there when they open tomorrow.
Who's the judge there?
Grigsby, I believe it's a woman. I believe it's Judge Grigsby.
Grigsby. And the action against Marilyn Mosby. Sisters and brothers and people of justice who are watching. If you can make it, that's a good chance for me to get a transcript out of that courthouse while I go. So I'm going to come with you tomorrow. I want to be with you to show you solidarity and Sister Marilyn Mosby solidarity. Mm-hmm. I signed the petition. Black Lawyers for Justice is helping us, Dr. Ife Williams, and all of the efforts to help Marilyn Mosby receive a pardon. We believe that she is a part of the conspiracy and the attack against Black elected officials. Mm-hmm. And that's what we believe. And she deserves a pardon. This is a good person. And this was petty. This this makes no sense of the prosecution that came against her. So I'm going to be out with Dr. Ife Williams in the morning at Prince George's County Circuit Court in Upper Marlboro. I think it's Grigsby. Judge Grigsby, but you can check under Marilyn.
G-R-I-G-B-S. Grigsby.
Totally come out there. Mm-hmm. Come check into the court for the case of Marilyn Mosby at the information desk. Come to the courtroom to show solidarity with those that are supporting her. And I'm going to take your petition that I signed, and I'm going to be working to get other. What's the deadline on the petition?
Well, there is no deadline until we get the pardon. We have, I think the Congressional Black Caucus has submitted it to the president. I know Mayor Johnny Ford contacted the White House until it happens. Let's put it like that. We don't know exactly what will happen tomorrow, but it is scheduled to be a sentencing. And do you know they're doing the ridiculous thing of talking about charging her 30 to 40 years in prison for something so simple that they didn't charge 35,000 other people for. She has two young daughters. We have to think about those young daughters and what they've gone through these last 3 or 4 years since, I say the murder of Freddie Gray. Because
tomorrow's hearing? It's not a sentence. Is it sentencing tomorrow?
It is scheduled to be a sentencing hearing tomorrow. So that's
this
why
we're sentencing hearing. This is important. Yes. That means there's going to be, this is very important tomorrow.
And, The people from Baltimore will be there. So DC and others around the area, I hope you will be there in support of this sister. Let me tell you, let's go back to what Malcolm said about Black women being the most disrespected. Do you know that around the country, as you said a while ago, you know, they're out to get Black, smart Black women, particularly prosecutors. Just recently, we have had the sister Kim Fox in Chicago, similar thing happened to. We had a sister in St. Louis, Missouri, same thing happened to her. We have Thonnie Wills in Fulton County, Georgia, same thing. They're trying to get her out right now. In Florida, remember Governor DeSantis took the sister out there, Aramis. Just everywhere you look around you, there are sisters who are being taken down, who are smart prosecutors, who aren't afraid to convict or try police officers. But you know what they did in Baltimore? They overturned every one of Maryland's cases there against Freddie Gray. So we've got problems. We've got to see that we work, and anybody who's doing wrong has got to be convicted. It can't just be our people who are doing the right thing who is being punished. And that's what's happening with Marilyn Mosby and other Black female prosecutors that I know around the country, and what's happening to them. We've got to stand up for it. So, Malik, I thank you so much for being on. Let's see, what else do we need to talk about?
Can I give you a number? Can I give out a couple of numbers?
Oh, sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, great. Sisters and brothers, and solidarity to all those that are struggling out of Baltimore and D.C., and us, we got to be one in this hour. If you all want to reach Attorney Shabazz in relationship to police brutality and police cases, you can reach my office, 301-513-5445, 301-513-5445. If you want to reach me politically about what I've spoken about the crisis in Washington, D.C., about reparations and about political action and the spirit of Malcolm X, you can reach me at 202-369-9986. If you want to organize, 202-369-9986. And I say continue to support this broadcast and WPFW and the efforts of Dr. Ife Williams and overall across the board, hands off the Black woman, queens of the planet Earth. The legacy of Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, and this is a crimp, ma'am. This system is rooted in a lot of criminality. They don't have the moral authority to judge Marilyn Mosby or the others they are judging, and so you have my support. I'm going to make my plans to be there with you in the morning at the courthouse to show solidarity. Thank you. And I'm going to get you some signatures, and I am your little brother and your son. And I'm going to stay on the front lines. I'm going to stay on the front lines. And and I'm going to say Black power to those that are listening. Okay.
And as always, I donate my little $100, even though I don't have a job. I donate to WPFW because I love to hear what the other programmers are saying and doing. So I hope that you remember this is our fundraising time. The only way that we can be on the radio and work to get you all of this information is to pay the bills at WPFW. So don't forget, you can donate right now by calling 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. You can also go to your computer and put in WPFWFM.org. And we thank you for doing that. I want to thank you, Brother Walker, for being on. And Malik, you know, I always love to have you on because we always have interesting information that our listeners let us know that they care about. But you know, the last thing I want to say is that don't forget, it's not just the others who are doing things to us, but it's some of us who are not doing what we should be doing. And
absolutely,
I had a brother tell me the other day, I had to hang up. I couldn't even handle the conversation. He said, well, she did something stupid. If protecting the name of Black people who have died, like Freddie Gray, who died, they died in custody of the police before they got him to the station. Why? That has never been explained. No one has ever paid for it because they overturned the case that Marilyn Mosby tried to get justice for his family, for him. So let's remember, it's not just them who are doing things to us. We've got to remember these are our brothers and our sisters, and they're suffering out there all the time. And we need to stand together. Our Black leaders need to be in numbers coming out, talking to President Biden about justice for Marilyn Mosby. And if you haven't signed at justiceformarilynmosby.com, please go there today. When I counted this morning, every night I go to, I stay up. I sleep only 2 to 3 hours at most. I wake up every morning and I'm blessed to see that so many of our people understand what's going on. I know many of them are our listeners here at WPFW and you're signing. We're going to get up to 75,000 on that petition today. We've just got a few more to go. So please go and sign that petition. Now, there are many in paper too. I mean, people can sign it. There are people out there who have paper where you can sign it if you don't have a computer. But please, you've got to do the pardon for Marilyn Mosby. We've got to give strength and energy to these people who are out there doing dangerous things for us.
That's
so that
right.
We don't have to do them. So please, please do that. Okay, Malik. I'm gonna give you the last word though.
Donate. Hey. Continue to fight, sisters and brothers. Keep your spirits up and continue to fight for our people in every way. And let's take a stand. And support WPFW. Black Lawyers for Justice is giving $200 a day. Support this broadcast, support this show. And on behalf of Black Lawyers for Justice and the Afro-descendant nation, you'll see much more of me and hear much more of me right in this area. I'm here for you. And there is hope and there is light. And I'm calling for every strong Black man that's listening to me, every brother right now, to remember that this fight is first for us first. We can't leave our sisters and our women out here fighting on our own. They got to know that there's some strength, some backbone, and there's some men. So y'all call my number. Text me at 202-369-9986. I'm looking for every intelligent and strong and Black man we can find. There's youth out here and young men out here. They need us. They lost and we can go find them. There's battles to be fought in the courtroom and other areas. And so come on. I'm going to be out there to support Sister Marilyn Mosby. She's one of our most brilliant sisters. They saw the potential in her. They see where she can go and where they saw the star power. They always trying to pick off the best of ours before they reach where they're supposed to reach. Okay, so we got to pack the courthouse because when they come to giving the sentence, the judge got to know that, wow, that this person that I'm about to sentence is very, very important. This is important action. This person is beloved. This person is supported. This person is no criminal. 202, call me. If y'all want action, we got to help sisters like Dr. Ife Williams. 202-369-9986. Text me and God bless you all. Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you so much, my dear. Now let us let you go and do the work that you do out there while I say few more words to Brother Walker. Okay, thank you. Honey. Love you. See you tomorrow. Honey. All right.
Yes.
Okay, Brother Walker, I'm coming back to you for a moment. This program is in remembrance of the one and only Dick Gregory. And, you know, Dick Gregory always had wonderful things that he said to us, advice he gave to us, just like Brother Malcolm did. And one of the things he said is that truth is the baby of the world. It never gets old. So hopefully we'll continue to have more people who are telling the truth out there, no matter what the cost is. You said you didn't ever meet Dick Gregory, but you know who he is, of course. And, you know, he always.
Oh, no.
You know him.
Many days with Dick Gregory.
Okay.
All right. From the south side of Chicago.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. All right. Well, just one little thing that you can say for him as we leave, because this program is in remembrance of him. And we have to remember those who, you know, made sacrifices for us. And he was one of those who did it.
You know, the beauty of his revolutionary work was his comedy.
Yes.
He kept us laughing. And here's the deal. When you get people laughing, they open up and become more available to what you have to say.
And so we'll let you tell the rest of the story when you come back, but it's time to go. We don't want to take up our other, who is it? Brother Whetstone is on in just a few minutes, David. So you come on, do your thing. and talk to the listeners here at WPFW. Love you and see you next week.
Thank you so much.
WPFW has always been an outlet that has courageously fulfilled its mission and the mission of Pacifica by reporting on and amplifying the issues affecting oppressed and marginalized people. Since October 7th, we've intensified our coverage of the Palestinian struggle for independence, the unfolding genocide, and the swelling global resistance movement. While many of our listeners have applauded and supported this reporting, some have been alienated, which has impacted our fundraising. If you are a listener that has come to rely on and perhaps even been inspired by what you've heard on WPFW over the past several months and believes in press freedom, then please take a moment to support our good work and spread the word. You can donate anytime at WPFW.org or by calling 800-222-9739. As we always say, freedom is not free, and speaking truth to power is often costly. But it is vital to building a world of equity and peace where all are honored. WPFW strives to do that one broadcast at a time.
Everyone is crying out for peace.
Celebrate Caribbean American Heritage Month in June at the 22nd DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 7th to the 12th, presented by CAWI, CPN, ICS, AFI, and Africa World Now Project at AFI Silver Theater and Cultural Center in downtown Silver Spring. The festival showcases the best in Caribbean cinema with 15 films representing 10 Caribbean countries. Highlights include discussions with filmmakers and Caribbean refreshments. For more information on the DC Caribbean Film Fest, June 7th to the 12th, visit AFI.com/silver. That's AFI.com/silver or call 301-495-6700. 301-495-6700. WPFW, building a better world one broadcast at a time.
Singer, songwriter Stevie Wonder's long career has reflected his concern with humanitarian and social justice issues. His activism has been pivotal in U.S. and world events, including spearheading the campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a national holiday and relentlessly advocating for an end to apartheid in South Africa. This Memorial Day, WPFW presents Songs in the Key of Life, a salute to Stevie Wonder. From 5 a.m. until midnight, we will explore all things Stevie. From Saginaw, Michigan's child prodigy to recent Ghanaian citizen, that's Songs in the Key of Life, a salute to Stevie Wonder. Monday, May 27th, 5 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a better world. One broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! Think about how much you've relied on Democracy Now! And its birthplace, WPFW, this year. Democracy Now! Began in WPFW's Adams Morgan Studios as an election year program that brought analysis and spoke truth to power. Just as Democracy Now! Continues to do today, 27 years later, as an independent, unembedded, international investigative news hour. The global team of journalists you hear on Democracy Now! Brings you the events and voices of those attempting to create a just world and reports on the most daunting and heartbreaking issues facing humanity. Freedom is not free, but it's vital to the world we want to inhabit. Your financial gift ensures that WPFW can bring Democracy Now! To you live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. each weekday morning. Go to WPFWFM.org. That's WPFWFM.org to make a secure, tax-deductible contribution now. That's WPFWFM.org. And thank you so much.
It's election season at WPFW. Starting June 1st, you will have the opportunity to get involved by running as a listener candidate or registering to nominate candidates who will represent you on WPFW's local station board. Be sure to renew your membership by June 30th in order to participate. Visit elections.pacifica.org for more information.
Greetings. This is Interim General Manager Miyuki Williams. Thanks to all who have contributed to our spring drive, and we encourage those who haven't yet donated to do so by June 1st by calling 800-222-9739 or visiting wpfwfm.org. WPFW will be hosting an open house on Saturday, June 1st, 10 until 3 p.m. There will be books, CDs, and baked goods for sale. It is also an opportunity to gather with the WPFW family, programmers, local station board members, and other listeners and supporters. WPFW is located at 1990 K Street North.